it's always good when the kids go along and watch us practice, bring a bit more energy, especially right now after a pretty tough session. They're in there giving the boys some encouragement while they're shooting, but now the boys are really enjoying it.
They didn't go and give a list, let's go Matt
Knight and all, maybe? No, actually, missed that, so a bit disappointed, but no, it must have been too far away.
Is it a good sort of breakup for you guys, given that you've come off loss, to have a session like that? Is your first one back?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty disappointing loss on Sunday. We had a pretty tough film session yesterday, so we always knew it was going to be a tough session today, but it's what we needed, get back on target. And have the kids in there to help break the ice probably made it an even better session.
Having the session yesterday, normally have Monday off. Was that changed because of the loss?
Yeah, Monday was meant to be a day off, but obviously the way we played on Sunday was not Wildcats basketball. It was probably one of the worst games we played in a while. So we came in, watched the full game, and we learned from the things we did wrong and what we really need to improve on, especially with two important games coming up this week.
Is it important to have those sorts of things when you have a big loss like that? Do you make sure that you do something different?
No, definitely. Obviously, we lost to our last two, so something needs to change. And we walked away confident and positive from that film session yesterday. We've put that game behind us, and our full attention's for Brisbane on Thursday.
What are you expecting from Brisbane on Thursday?
They're going to be fired up as well, obviously losing their last game on home soil. Got a couple of former Perth boys coming back over. But they're a veteran team as well, so they're going to be hungry to get a win, especially how tight the league is this year. You've got to win your home games, and they'll want to win a road game.
How's the coach been since he's been testy with
you? Yeah, he's good today. Yesterday he's a little fired up. He had every right to be. The way we played was very disappointing, and I mean, he's moved on now, and he's trying to get us focused for Thursday.
You dropped two home games, given that you've got a big away streak coming up, and most of your home games are at this point of the year. Has that had a big blow on you?
Yeah, obviously, especially the way the league is this year, you really do need to win your home games. And we really pride ourselves on performing on our home court, and to already lose two in such a close competition, pretty disappointed about, but that's the past now. We can just focus on what's coming ahead. And Thursday night, we've got to come out and protect our home court, make a statement. How tight it is between first and last is incredible. Since I've been in the league, I haven't seen anything like it. This week probably showed that there's no difference between the top team and the bottom team. Adelaide went and won two games against the top team. So it's anyone's game any night, and teams have really got to come and bring it. And that's what we're aiming to do on Thursday.
Is it a situation where you can't afford to look at Adelaide week by week because it doesn't really have any relevance yet?
Yeah, no, we just got to focus on ourselves, and that's what we're trying to do. Obviously, the media, and that's going to bring up how close the competition is, the fans and that. But right now, we're just focusing on game by game, just taking care of what we need to do, and the rest will take care of itself.
How's your body?
Yeah, the body, it's feeling good. Obviously, a little setback last week, but got through the game unscathed, so just trying to get through another game, and hopefully the shoulder holds up. But no, the body's feeling really good, and Josh is really doing a good job with me, physio, just get me right for every game.
Do you need injections or anything like that to get through?
No injections, just painkillers, and that's what it is.
And how much pain are you sort of in during the game? You were told that you would have to play with a bit of pain. What's it like?
Once the game starts, I just try to put it out of my mind. It can be painful at times if I do get hit, but I know I can't do any more damage to it, so just try and put it out of the back of my mind.
When you went down, did you think, oh, I'm done here?
In the Saturday, the Sydney game, yeah, it did cross my mind. It's pretty most pain I've had with a shoulder injury, so thought it did cross my mind, but once I got the CT results back, it eased that feeling.
And then having to get the confidence to put yourself in positions where you could get hurt, like what do you have to do mentally in games now?
I did it all last year, so I know I can do it. Obviously, knowing I cannot do any more damage to the shoulder, that really gave me a lot of confidence to step back out on court. So, like I said, I just put it in the back of my mind, and I'm just trying to play the game.
Matt, what's it going to be like seeing Tom and Dollar come into their old home building and play against you guys?
Yeah, no, it'll be a bit different. Obviously, Jermaine and Tom helped us win a couple of championships. They're loved by the fans here, so we could welcome him back into Perth. Hopefully, we get the win against him, but hopefully the fans show the support for him, but not too much. But no, it'll be good to see him.